So Todd, the last week's weather has really helped a lot of the corn and bean crop that had been dry for some time. As we discussed last Friday, big rains were moving through Kansas, Missouri, and southern half of Illinois. And unlike the scattered storms we had in the weeks before, these rains were steady and widespread and dropped a lot of precipitation. With soil moisture high again, the temperatures dropped off last weekend and stayed cool for a large section of the Corn Belt for several days. For crops that were planted earlier in the season, the cooler weather was well-timed. Now, outside of the United States, major flooding in parts of China seemed to have impacted the soybean meal demand due to its large impact on hogs there. Then, Australia weather has been very favorable for crops, and the Indian monsoon has come in with better rains than we've seen in several years. Basically, when you add it all up, our grain markets have really taken a hit. So I guess the question is, what does the forecast hold as we kind of head into the middle part of July? Well, right now, a shortwave trough is pushing along the U.S.-Canada border near Lake Superior. This trough has kept the northern Corn Belt wet in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, where multiple rounds of storms have passed through. Now, Michigan really needs this rain badly, too, as they were dry for nearly all of June after a late plant due to too much rain earlier in the season. So, closer to Champaign, multiple rounds of storms have the crop around here looking fantastic. The cooler weather sticks around for the weekend before we build back into the middle and upper 80s for next week. Now, the jet stream is very active and transient and has resisted blocking patterns this season, which can be detrimental to the crop. So the consequence of this transient pattern to the jet stream is that the heat waves we've been getting, well, they don't last too long, and they've been followed by storms. Well, nothing is slowing this pattern down anytime in the near future. In fact, another deep trough exits the Rockies into the northern plains around July 11th. Ahead of this, warm, humid, and unstable air does move into the Corn Belt and increases our chances for severe weather again for next week. But beyond this, the GFS is showing the development of yet another ridge centered on the central plains for the July 18th kind of time period, and it's supposed to stick around maybe until the last week of July. If this materializes the way that the models are currently forecasting, this could introduce some serious heat to the Midwest. So we got to be on the lookout for that heat stress again for those crops that were planted much later in the season due to early season rains. But looking really long term, August is looking to be much warmer than average. Multiple models have shown this consistently, so we need to be on the lookout for late season heat stress, especially from the warm overnight temperatures. But when you look at the grand scheme of things, overall, we're going to get through the first part of July without much major heat stress for the corn crop. As we've been talking about for quite some time now, the precipitation patterns have really picked up, and as a result, we're not seeing a lot of water stress either. So when you kind of put it all together and boil it all down, we're looking at a pretty decent crop that may have some later season stresses on it, but right now, things are looking pretty good.